Well, thank you so much for listening. My name is Todd Christopher, and I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM, the voice of the master. If you're involved in youth ministry or any aspect of ministry in your church, perhaps the prevailing question is, how do we attract youth and keep them in the church? Well, that's our topic today. How do we do that? I happened to run into an article from an online publication called The Malfers Group. It's run by Aubrey Malfer, who is the Senior Professor of Leadership and Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Much of the program will come from his recommendations. So perhaps a concern at your church is, who will carry the torch of the next generation? What will happen to the church if we're not discipling our youth? Here's an interesting statement. The youth are not the future of the church. Jesus is. In fact, it's Jesus who says that the gates of hell will not prevail over it. However, according to Aubrey, God calls the church to include young people and emerging leaders, to integrate them and embrace them. Many churches have youth groups and programs, which are great to have, but it's not about the lights, the flashiness, and being cool. It's about being engaging in meaningful ways, life-impacting ways, and building a church that values them. So what does that look like? Here are some thoughts from Aubrey. Don't be boring. Don't give kids a reason to go back to their parents and say that they don't want to go back. Don't just show a video. Engage in conversation. Let them be creative. Kids love music, so include worship. Encourage them to sing along. Aubrey says that many youth leave the church because they believe the church is only teaching them moralism and how to be a good person. Are youth seeing and hearing about the literal transformative power of Christ, the living reality of God? Is your curriculum focusing on the undeserved grace of God? Talk about a personal relationship with Jesus. Be honest. Talk about hard things and address the hard questions. There's been a movement recently in churches called family worship services. Aubrey sees a benefit for youth and children to experience church beyond their own groups. Allow them to be a part of the adult service, the worship team, collecting the offering, be a greeter. Aubrey says youth often see church more as something they need to attend and less about something they're leading or are a part of. Aubrey challenges pastors, if they're praying about long-term growth, to prioritize children and youth. Of course, we only touch the surface of ways to keep youth not only wanting to come to church, but staying a part of the body of Christ as well. The ultimate answer, though, is prayer. Again, my name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Thank you so much for listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.